And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We go to the fourth quarter, 38-35. Batesville, Sonny, you and I have talked about all week. We thought this would be a good game. It's been an entertaining one, that's for sure.
It has been a little bit crazy at times, Brad.
It has. So Batesville, second and seven at the Mountain Home 16-yard line. The give right side. That's a great play by the Bomber defense. It's going to be maybe a gain of half a yard. They bring in, that's Rigel, who's into the ball game. He got ejected last week, but it's fourth quarter, and that's when he sat his fourth quarter, so he's back into the ball game now. He picks up a yard to the 15.
So much for teaching him a lesson.
I guess. We didn't expect him to play tonight, but he's back in there in the fourth quarter. It's third down and six here for the Pioneers. They go I. Rigel is dotting that I in that tailback position. And he's going to be – they fake the handoff to him. The Bombers just missed Livingston in the backfield. And they're going to stop him at the 13, a gain of about a yard, yard and a half, and brings up fourth down. Boy, they had a chance to make it about a three-yard loss and couldn't quite wrap up Livingston.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was Adams coming hard on the rush again from his defensive end position. Had a chance to wrap him up there in the backfield.
So the ball at the 13 is going to be fourth and about four here, about four and a half. It's a long four for the Pioneers. Can the Bomber defense hold here with 10:38 left, down by three? Livingston gets them to the line of scrimmage. And play action. He wants to pass. And he's going to be hit. Slips out of the backfield. He's inside the 10, the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Oh, the Bombers had a chance to get him in the backfield. They couldn't wrap him up. And he takes off and gets into the end zone for the touchdown.
That's a backbreaker, Brad. When you have him like that in the backfield. Moses Adams had a chance, and he collided with a teammate as they were both going for the quarterback, Livingston. Oh, that is tough to watch.
10:22 left in the ballgame. And Batesville making it a two-score game once again. Here's the extra point, and Medina stays perfect on the year. It's good. 45-35. Batesville with the lead. 10:22 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
That was a 14-play, 68-yard drive that took 7:55 for the Pioneers. Of course, there was that, we'll say questionable pass interference call
yeah.
That was called against Mountain Home on a third down and 21 that kept the drive alive for Batesville. And hey, hats off to the Pioneers. They found a way to keep that drive going, and now we'll see if the Mountain Home Bombers can get that momentum back.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Mountain Home may be expecting something a little fishy with this kickoff. See a lot of hands-type guys up there on that front line. Patterson, who was back returning kicks earlier, is over there on the far side.
It's Walker and Stockton back deep now for Mountain Home. Logan Walker and Stockton are back there. So let's see, Medina ready to kick for the Pioneers. And it is a deep kick. It'll be taken by Logan Walker at the 15-yard line. Out across the 20, the 25, the 30. Trying to get to the near sideline. He does at the 40. He has one man to beat. Now the defense catches up to him at the 40. He's at the 30 and runs out of bounds. Another great kickoff return by Logan Walker. He had to slow up just a bit as the kicker was there, and that allowed a few other defenders to catch up to him. And he finally runs out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. And the Bombers with something going here after that kickoff return.
Showing a great burst tonight. He really kind of set up when he saw the seam, then he really accelerated through it.
So 10-12 to go. Bombers down 10 with the ball. McKay, right side, and the pass is going to be incomplete. Left it just a little short. He was looking right side to Logan Walker, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, you got to get a little more on that ball. He was wide open.
Yep. So second and 10 at the Batesville 31-yard line, and there was a problem with the clock.
Yeah, the clock kept running on the incomplete pass.
So I think they're going to put some more time. It shows 9:43.
Please reset the clock to 10 minutes, 8 seconds.
They're going to put a lot of time. They're going to put 15 seconds back on the clock. They're going to make it to 10:08.
It's 25, isn't it?
Yes, you are right. 25 seconds, yes. So second down here for Mountain Home at the Batesville 31. McKay, three-step drop, looks right, nothing there. Tucks runs to the left, and he's going to be thrown out of bounds inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line.
Took out the side judge down here.
Yes. Pickup of about 2 on the play. Official comes up hobbling a little bit. He got almost leg whipped with that tackle. So third and about 8 here for Mountain Home. McKay, this is a designed run to the left side. He takes on the linebacker and knocks him back about 2 yards inside the 25. And now it's going to bring up fourth and about 3 here for Mountain Home from the 24.
I really don't think there's any question on whether Mountain Home's going to go for it right here.
At the 24 of Batesville. Fourth down and 3 for the Bombers. And Mountain Home wants to take a timeout to talk about it. 9:37 to play. Batesville is up 45-35. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
9:37 left in the contest. 45-35, Batesville with the lead. Mountain Home looking at a 4th-and-3 at the Batesville 24-yard line, trying to keep this drive alive after that great kickoff return by Logan Walker. Boy, you hate not to take advantage of that.
Hey, certainly so.
Rogel back in that defensive line. Here's the pitch, and Hershberger has the first down inside the 20, takes it to the 17-yard line. They needed 3, and they got about 7 out of it.
Good speed option there, Brad. Made the right choice. Flip that thing out there and let Hershey run with it.
So a fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. That's their 19th first down of the night. McKay, that play is kind of blown up by the defender who's in there. That's Rogel, and again, he missed the first 3 quarters after being ejected last week. He's already making an impact here in this 4th quarter since he's been in there.
Yeah, he met him at the mesh.
McKay is able to take it for a 2-yard gain, though, and make something positive out of it. It's 2nd and 8 now for Mountain Home with 8:58 left to play. Down by 10. McKay rolling to his left. Fires towards the end zone. Incomplete. There's the flag. Yep, Mojica, the intended receiver. And he kind of got turned by the defender there at the end. And that's going to be first down for Mountain Home because, well, actually it's going to be half the distance from the 15, which should move it to about the 7.5, and that's going to be right at the – pretty close to a first down.
Mountain Home going with a two-back set this time. Going a little more power.
It's just shy of a first down. We'll have to call it the eight. So it's second and about a half yard. Handoff is to Hershberger. Inside the five. He's in for the touchdown. He broke the line of scrimmage, and he was not going to be stopped.
Great hole right up the middle there. Both guards, center doing a great job. Tate Pinka, Jaden Lake, and Cody Abel.
8-yard touchdown run for Hershberger. His second of the night. Now the Bombers will line up for the extra point with 8:48 to play. It's going to be up to the defense to see if they can get that football back. Here's the extra point. It's up and it is good. 45-42. Batesville with the lead, 8:48 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
8:48 to play, a three-point game again, 45-42. Batesville with the lead, and let's see if Shaner can get one of those kicks in here in front of the return man and behind the up man.
Brad, I saw a crazy game out here one night, 66-62. There's a lot of time left, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. This is going to be a short kick, and was that a fair catch call for? Apparently
he did try
was.
To fair catch it.
Yep. Fair catch is called for and made by Ethan Price, and Batesville is going to have the ball at about the 42-yard line.
I'm just glad they didn't get us for the contact with it.
Me too. Officials talk about it. They don't call anything.
Kind of more or less just the Mountain Home player tried to reach up and take it out of his hands.
Yeah. So let's see if the defense can get a stop. They've had three and outs tonight. Boy, this would be a good spot for another one right here. Livingston. Out of the shotgun. He wants to run. Starts left and goes nowhere. He loses a yard and a half on the play. Bojay was there and Adams was there.
Yeah, Adams did a great job of this time. Instead of flying straight up field with his ears pinned back, he kind of carefully rushed the quarterback and kept his head up.
It's a loss of one back to the 41. So second and 11 here for the Pioneers, down to 8:17 to play. Batesville leads it by three. Batesville was up by 17 at the half. So second and 11 now for the Pioneers. The toss is to Rigel. He is going to be hit at the backfield and spins, and he's going to wind up getting a yard or two on the play. And you got to remember, he's fresh in that backfield since he didn't play the first three quarters.
That's right. Tough running. Spun out of some tackles.
He's 6'1", 195, and boy, he is built. He is solid. That's good for about a 2-yard gain out to the 43. So it's third and nine here for the Pioneers. 7:35 to play. Big play for this Bomber defense.
Mountain Home going a little quickness. Hershberger in on the defensive line.
Can the defense hold and get it back? Livingston out of the shotgun, rolling to his left. And they're looking for the running back out of the backfield. He drops the football, intended for Taylor Daughtry. He drops the football, and it brings up fourth down. Boy, that was a well-designed play, and Livingston put the ball right on the money, and Daughtry just dropped the football, and Batesville will be forced to punt.
I do feel good about our coverage there, Brad. There was not a lot of running room after that play, and he might have actually felt the little footsteps.
Yes. Boy, you never know with Dave King on that sideline. You got to watch for a fake here. You never know. Chafin, the sophomore punter, in for the Pioneers. It's fourth and nine at their own 43-yard line. High snap. Chafin pulls it down. Whoo, that was almost over his head. The punt is going to bounce, and the Pioneers down it at the 20. And that's where the Bombers will take over. Well, the defense did their job. They got a three and out. Let's see how the offense responds here with 7:05 left to play.
And haven't stopped us in the second half, if I'm not mistaken.
Three for three, touchdowns and three drives. Bombers will have trips to the left side. From the 20. McKay rolling to his left, looking to pass, has a man, is complete. That's Stockton at the 30, and out of bounds at about the 31-yard line.
Should be enough for the first. Oh, they're going to spot him back.
Right on the 30, and it's going to be, yep, they're going to say a first down. They've already moved the chains.
Good job, chain gang.
I don't have time. I'll talk about them when I get a chance. Here's McKay on a designed run coming to the near side, and he is going to pick up about four on the play out to the 34-yard line.
Mount Home still playing fast.
Out to the 34. It's second and six coming up with 6:42 to play. Mountain Home down three. Can they battle back from a 17-point halftime deficit? Trips to the right side for Mountain Home. 6:26 left. McKay rolling to the right, looking to pass across the middle into traffic. It's incomplete, and he had his receiver there, and it was dropped. That was a pretty nicely thrown ball. Stockton couldn't haul that one in.
Yeah, fitted in a tight window, actually, and over the defender, over the 6'4" defender.
So now third and six for the Bomber offense. Baseville brought quite a few fans. They're making some noise on the far side. Let's see if the Bombers can convert on third down here with 6:18 to go. Down by three. McKay dropping straight back. Looking. The ball's tipped. Caught by Logan Walker at the 50. He's dragging a tackler with him inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line. First down, Mountain Home.
Tip drill and came up big. That's about 15 yards after first contact, Brad. We are rolling right now.
A 30-yard pass play. How about Walker adjusting to the tipped football? A first down, the 21st of the night for Mountain Home. McKay to pass again, and oh, just threw it a little behind the receiver that time. I think that was Stockton on the far sideline.
I actually think it was Mojica. 12.
It was, yes.
Yeah, a little kind of back-shouldered it. It was just a little low.
Second down. So second and 10 here for this Bomber offense with 5:55 to go, down by three. They'll empty the backfield with trips to the left and twins to the right. McKay on second down. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to have to run. He's hit from behind, and he's dropped.
Ridgel on the tackle.
Yes. He's fresh. That's a one-yard gain to the 35. So the Bombers looking at third and nine, but basically you've got two chances here to get these 9 yards with 5:37 to play. The play being signaled in from the sideline. Trips to the left here. And twins to the right. Third and nine. McKay pumps once. Steps up. Fires towards the end zone. It's incomplete. And the only player that had a shot at that was the defensive back that time, Deshaun Brown, one of the outside linebackers that was back in coverage.
I think he wanted Hershberger, but there was a lot of contact. Nothing to really call, but they just kind of stayed tied up, and he wasn't able to run the route at the speed that the pass was.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I don't know what I mean, but yeah. He threw to the spot, and
yes,
it delayed him getting there.
So fourth down, the Bombers want to talk about it. They take a timeout. There's 5:12 left. The Bombers down three, looking at a fourth and nine. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
5:12 to play. This could be the ball game here. Still a lot of time and one timeout left for Mountain Home. Fourth and nine. McKay looking to pass. He pumps once. Nothing there. Now he's flushed. He's hit at the backfield. Gets away from that. Stays on his feet. Keeps the play alive. Now he's hit and sacked. The ball comes loose. It's still, they're going to rule him down. They're going to rule McKay down at the 42-yard line. It's a loss of seven, and the Bombers turn it over on downs. Well, credit to Batesville. Obviously some good coverage downfield. McKay couldn't find anybody open to throw the ball to. And now the defense will have to step up again. They get forced a three in and out last time. Can they do it again?
Only one timeout left for both teams, Brad. Obviously, yes. Batesville will try and milk this clock. Mountain Home is not going to allow any big gains.
5:02 to play. That drive from Mountain Home took 3:03. They took over with 7:05 left, and we're down to 5:02. Motion to the left side, and the ball is given to Daughtry, and Daughtry is going to get to the corner and get out of bounds, and he's going to pick up, about 6 or 7 yards on the play before he's finally forced out of bounds at about the 48, I guess, and gain of about six, it looks like.
Luckily, he did go out of bounds and stop the clock.
Yes. So second and four coming up here for the Pioneers. 4:54 left to go in this contest.
Really got to get in here and try and reach and strip the ball from any potential ball carriers. Get the ball on the ground.
Second and four. The toss coming right up the gut and well played by that Bomber defense. About a half-yard gain for Vickers, and that's it.
Ofa Valdez, first contact, did a great job.
They'll mark it a one-yard gain to the 49. Quentin Brill is back on the sideline for Mountain Home. He was the one injured, taken to the hospital in an ambulance earlier. He's kind of got his hand on his neck right now. You can tell he's still hurting, but he is on the sideline now for Mountain Home. That's a good sign. Good to see that young man back up. So third down here for Batesville. 4:17 left to play. Pioneers going to let this play clock run down to one and then use their last timeout. There it is. With 4:07 to play, they'll take their last timeout. This could be the game, maybe, coming up on this next play. Pioneers lead at 45-42. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation is reaching out to men and their families all across Arkansas. Know your stats. 1 in 9 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. All men ages 45 to 75 should see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. Don't sit on the sideline. Prostate cancer is nearly 100% survivable if caught early. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:07 to play. Pioneers looking at a third and three from their own 49-yard line. Batesville out of timeouts. The Bombers have one left. Can this defense get another stop here? Batesville Up to the line of scrimmage. Fans on the Mountain Home side on their feet. Wanted to see another stop. Motion. Daughtry in motion. They're going to toss it to him. Trying to get to the corner, and he does not. The Bombers stop him. It's going to be no gain on the play. Fourth and three coming up.
Mountain Home's going to save that timeout, keep it in their pocket.
Batesville, what are they going to do now? They've not brought the punt team in yet. It's fourth and three, and now the punt team comes out. And again, you never know.
Yeah, got to play some straight-up defense here.
Yeah.
Not going to block this kick. We haven't shown a propensity to do that this season.
3:27 left. They'll snap it with about 3:18 left. Fourth and three. Chafin will get the kick away. End-over-end kick taken by Walker. Fair catch at the 22-yard line. That's Logan with the catch. And the Bombers get another three and out from the defense. Can the offense put together a 78-yard drive here? They'll start at their own 22 with 3:17 left in the ballgame.
Plenty of time.
You bet. Four receivers on the near side. Two stacks of two. McKay throws it that way. It's Hershberger. He's got some blocking in front. Tries to get to the outside. He does at the 30, the 35, out of bounds. At the 38-yard line, a pickup of 16 on first down.
Great job to get out of bounds, too. That was fantastic.
That's the 22nd first down of the night for the Bombers. 3:11 left in the ballgame. Bombers down three. From their own 38-yard line, McKay looking right, fires right, almost knocked away. Whitaker had a chance for his third pick of the night. It's incomplete, though.
They kind of went back to the same play. They just flipped it over to the other side.
Pass is incomplete. Second down and 10.
I'm not so sure that Ridgel didn't get a hand on that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So second down and 10 here for Mountain Home. And Batesville's got too many on the field. The handoff is straight ahead to Hershberger. He's going to take it to about the 42. He picks up four, but the Bombers will take the penalty because that'll be 5 yards instead of four. Batesville was trying to change personnel, and the man they were subbing for did not get off the field in time, so they got caught with 12 on the field. So the Bombers will take the penalty and then move it to the 43 instead of the 42.
Substitution infraction. Defense. 12-man didn't get off the field before the snap. 5-yard penalty. Second down.
Well, they haven't. They've still got the ball at the 42. They snapped it from the 38. They didn't get that penalty marked off correctly. So the ball still at the 38. Here's McKay rolling to the right side. Now he's going to be forced to run back to the near side, change his field. He's got some room. He's across the 50, and he's going to step out of bounds near the 40. A great run by Bryce McKay. He turned into what could have been a loss into a first down run.
Great job. Very smart. Very heady play. Got over on the sidelines and got out of bounds.
That was a 21-yard gain. So another set of downs for Mountain Home. McKay will keep it himself, running up the middle on the read option. He breaks a tackle, gets to the outside. He's inside the 25, and he's knocked out of bounds with 2:45 to go.
It's just great individual effort right now, Brad.
A 16-yard pickup and another first down, the 24th of the night for this Mountain Home offense. Two receivers to the right side for Mountain Home. McKay will give it to Hershberger this time. Trying to get to the outside. Turns it back to the middle. He's down to the 20. Picks up about five on the play. Second and five. They'll mark his knee down at the 21-yard line. So a 4-yard pickup at second and six. 2:22 to play. And McKay keeps it on that read option. McKay's at the 10. He's inside the 10. He's tripped up. It's first and goal coming up for this Mountain Home offense.
One hand kept him from the end zone. Mm.
They're going to mark him at the 8 after the 13-yard gain. 25th first down of the night. McKay on the option, turns it up, and he is going to be spun, almost corkscrewed into the ground at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, might have should have pitched that one.
Now the Bombers want to let the clock run a little bit here. You don't want to leave Batesville anytime. Still 28 seconds on the play clock, 1:52 on the game clock. And the handoff, Hershberger. Oh, he's met at the line and knocked backwards. He gets to the 5. So now you're looking at 3rd and goal from the 5. You've got two chances to stick it in, or one chance here, and maybe a
we do have overtime
field goal to, yeah, to tie it up. So 3rd and goal from the 5. McKay running behind a bunch of blockers. He dives for the touchdown. McKay dives from about the 3-yard line and gets into the end zone for the touchdown, and Mountain Home will take the lead.
Brad, they overloaded the left side of the line with 4 of the receivers, but they bunched them all in tight and just used them all as lead blockers.
1:16 left in the ball game, and Mountain Home has taken the lead. Bombers line up in that swinging gate. Nothing's available, so now they'll come in for a traditional extra point try, and this is a big one. This makes it a 4-point game. Low snap. McKay gets it down, though, and the kick is good. 49-45. Mountain Home with the lead, 1:16 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
49-45, Mountain Home now leading Batesville with 1:16 to play. Batesville out of timeouts. That drive took 2 minutes, 1 second. Now the Pioneers will have some time here, and let's see if this Bomber defense can get another stop. Shaner with the pooch kick. Oh, it goes out of bounds. Goes out of the 39-yard line, so that's where the Pioneers will get the football.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd make them kick it again.
You wouldn't think so. That's pretty good field position at the 39. So let's see what the Pioneers will try to do here against this Mountain Home defense that's forced 2 straight 3-and-outs. The Pioneers on their last 2 possessions have 8 yards. From the 38-yard line.
Hurry up, Ofa. We had too many on the field.
And Mountain Home has to take a timeout. They had 12 out there. So we'll break again with 1:16 to play. Mountain Home leading Batesville 49-45. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
1:16 left to play. Both teams out of timeouts now. Batesville with the ball thrown 38-yard line. Can this Bomber defense hold? Batesville is going to send three receivers to the left side. Douglas, the fullback. Livingston out of the gun. Three-step drop, spins it, fires it across the middle, and is intercepted! McKay intercepts the football at the 42-yard line. The receiver never looked back for the football, and McKay gets his easiest interception he'll ever have in his career.
He did have to scoop it off of one knee.
Mountain Home is going to erase a 17-point halftime deficit and get a W here tonight. They've got to snap it through two, maybe three more times, and that's it. The first turnover of the night by the Pioneers. The Bombers will snap it, looks like, one more time, and that will probably do it. Sonny, Mountain Home with three first-half turnovers. They gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown, a pick six, another interception return inside of the one, and somehow they're going to find a way to get a win here tonight.
Resiliency and taking on the character of your coaches.
Yes. This is one of the most impressive wins we've seen out of a Mountain Home team, and I couldn't tell you when. Overcoming all those factors, down by 17 at the half and come back to win it. Boy, the celebration begins on the Mountain Home sideline. Well, as I mentioned, the last time Mountain Home won two games in a row, you have to go back to 2016. The last time the Bombers had a 2-1 start, you go back to 2011. And they've done both those here tonight. 49-45, the Bombers defeat Batesville. We'll take a break. We'll begin the post-game show coming up here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter with services designed for children 3 and up. We are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gassafety.